This show is dedicated to Jim Blywis, who passed last week, which was a bit of a surprise because his podcast only came out a few days before. So here's some words from Jim, his view on life, and then a little bit of after that will be some words from a friend of his, Tusfit, who will say a little bit about him. And then we'll go into the Sunday reflection, which is my thoughts on Jim and what it means to lose a virtual friend.
For you, what do you think is the meaning of life?
I've read a lot of James Baldwin, and one of the things he wrote that has stayed with me over the years is that the meaning of life isn't to seek the answers, but to find the questions and ask them. And in my various professions, I've spent my life asking questions. And I feel badly for people who have never bothered to stop to ask themselves those questions.
Every single time he would tell a story, I would say to him, Jim, when's your memoir coming out? You know, and he always kind of blew me off. His life story was fascinating. He told stories about hanging out with rock stars, hanging out with leaders of movements, hanging out with an actress. But very interesting, he met presidents. He had neighbors that were related to presidents. The outpouring of love and support that you see both inside our group and outside. I wish he had been there to see it all. I don't know if he knew that people felt that way about him. And yeah, he was a very interesting guy.
Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. So I am out today. I thought it would be nice to do a recording outside as it wasn't raining. And I've been reflective and thinking about this a bit. So I am standing by, which is a large stone inside a box. It's a historic monument, and it was found on this spot in the Victorian times, I think. It was dug up around this area here, and it's got the name of Sueno's Stone, or Sueno's Stone, which is a local Pictish warlord or something. But no one quite knows what its story is, but it does commemorate something. It commemorates, well, it's certainly Christian. It's a cross, it's a large cross, and it's all engraved on the surface on this side. They reckon it's around 10th century, so we're talking about 900, that sort of time. And on this side, not that you can see any of it, because it's so badly eroded, and that's why it's in this glass box, is the commemoration of a battle, a very large battle. But the point is, it marks something, doesn't it? It's about a celebration of something. And a lot of effort was put in to celebrate that thing. It celebrated an event, a big event. And I guess that was part of my reason for coming here today, was that, like, just kind of like recognizing that we do celebrate events and we do celebrate passings or things. So this week was a strange week in some respects, and I've highlighted a little bit about it on my on various places really, but only it's strange so far is that I heard the news on probably Wednesday, I think it was, that Jim Blywis had died. And what surprised me most is that I was quite emotional about it on some level, and you know, I did shed the tear for it, and I know that's not like, oh, you shed the tear for people that died, but here's the thing, I never ever met him, and I only had one, I had two conversations with him. So let's say who Jim is for starters. He's a connection I met through LinkedIn, probably 18 months ago. The thing about Jim, he was a writer. He was always a writer. He was an amazing writer. He wrote all day, 6 hours a day for clients. He would write social media posts. He would write so much stuff for people. And that's what he did. He wrote. He has always been writing. Now, I'll get more to that back in that why I know he's always been writing in a minute. But what was amazing for me is that I built up a story around Jim. I mean, he had a really amazing life. He did so many things. He was involved in the US media and in the news industry. And he was an anchor man and a weekend anchor and a jobbing reporter, go out, outside reporter, like this really, doing outside pieces to camera. And he got disillusioned with the news industry as it became more about story and making it up rather than news. That's why he left it and ended up in the business world. But that didn't stop him dating film stars and rock stars and generally having a good time in life. And he appeared on the podcast last week. And that was the shocker for me, I guess, is that it was such a short space of time between him appearing on the podcast and me and him dying. But it's also got me realizing that as we go forward, I'm going to experience more of this. People that I know sort of, or people that I have never met before, are going to pass away. And that's really, it's just really interesting how I'm going to react to that, because now I'm not cut up with huge amounts of grief over Jim. What I am sad about is that he probably didn't get the recognition he wanted to, and maybe there was more stories to be heard, and I'd love to have heard more of his tales. There are mixed feelings on this one, and it's like and we're all going to have to get used to this, I guess, in terms of that the people that we know around, and sometimes there will be a lot of people in our life going forward over the next 20, 30 years who we have never met, who will pass. And I'm not going to go to his funeral. How do I recognize and honor Jim from afar? Those are the things that were running around my head, and it's like, how do I do something for him? How do I honor him in my own way? There's also this thing about the podcast. So what is amazing about this is that Jim approached me. Now, I was chasing Jim for this podcast for a year nearly. And he wasn't really up for it because he said, no. My story is I can't let them out. I can't talk about those sort of things. I mean, this guy met four presidents. And eventually in September, he contacted me in September and said, could we do this podcast now? And I was really surprised he contacted me. I said, yeah, of course we can. And we had some issues with getting him sorted out and connected because he wasn't a young man. He was the oldest man I've ever had on my podcast, I discovered afterwards. He's also the first person to die. But he approached me in September and I said, yeah, lovely, let's do that. So he came on the program, and we recorded the program on the 17th of September. Now, normally it would take 6 weeks. It would be about 6 weeks between that program going live and that. But last week I had a problem. I had the difficulty with a video, and so I substituted Jim's. And it was just a complete mystery. I don't know why I did it. It just happened. So the podcast went live on the 1st of October. And Jim got a chance to hear it. And it went out in the world. And what was interesting about it is that people connected with him, asking him who was the actress and who was the rock star and who was these people. And he was so chuffed about all these people connecting with him on this thing. And he was scheduled to do another podcast. And of course it didn't happen. He died a couple of days later. But I do feel honoured that I was the only person to get a podcast with Jim, and that people get to hear his voice, because he hasn't been on air for many, many years. He left that arena and started to write, of course. It's touching to know that I was involved in that, and somehow fascinating. I guess if that's anything I'm going to say today, that was the thing that really got me today, my Sunday reflection, is that we're going to have to get used to saying goodbye to people who we have never met before. And that's just a new way of this. There's just something different about how technology is taking us in that direction. Anyway, that's my rambly Sunday reflection. And that is my Sunday reflection for today. I'm going to leave you with Jim's final parting words to me.
The meaning of life isn't to seek the answers, but to find the questions and ask them.
Have a great week. See you Wednesday.